This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Garretson Building Supply. Riverbend Live continuing tonight in Winston. Ron Artis II and The Truth playing tonight. And Ron's on with us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
You bet. A lot of people excited to have summer concerts, live concerts back in the Umpqua Valley and everywhere else for that matter. And I'm sure you're happy to be back out doing them.
Yeah, man, I'm really excited, especially to come down and share some music tonight. I think it's going to be a blast.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, to talk about myself, I love doing music and I love creating for people who I think are in the mood to have a great time. So coming down today with me, I'll have my good friend Ernie Ecrella will be on bass and Jared Maness on drums. And we're just planning to bring all original soul and singer-songwriter styles of music today and just really shoot a lot of positive energy back into this new season we've got. I'm really excited. And as you mentioned before, I'm sure everybody else is really excited to be outside, to get together again, to be dancing under the stars, listening to music. It's time, man.
So how long have you been doing music?
I've been playing music since I was really young. my first real piano lessons, I guess, were about 5 or 6 years old. I got my first guitar when I was 13, and I'll be 35 next month. So I've been at it for a while, and it's just one of the deepest passions of my life.
What are some of the types of artists maybe that influenced you and kind of helped drive the sound that you've created for yourself?
Oh, man, well, I really love B.B. King and Frank Sinatra, James Brown, and, I mean, Charles Aznavour, all the way to Sting, Pavarotti, Bob Marley. I mean, everyone who I could really feel their heart in their music. You know, it's listening to players and musicians and experiencing people who have this deep conviction of, I have to share what I have inside or I'm not living. That feeling has always resonated with me.
Wow. What got you started in music?
Well, both of my parents were musicians growing up, and my dad was an artist as well. And it was always around. Music was always around. And I've thought of it as a career, and I hope that I never do. It's just something that's too personal for me, and I get so much fulfillment out of it, share it and experience it. So it's just always been a major part of my life, and I'm just really grateful for the opportunity to get out and share it with people again off of the Zoom camera and off the computer and just be in person and just have this fellowship, if you will.
So, are you from the Northwest? Where are you from?
I grew up in Hawaii, so on the north shore of Oahu, a little town called Haleiwa. That's where I'm from. I recently moved out to Pacific Northwest about 2 years ago, and we used the tour all the time until last year happened. I haven't got to tell anybody what happened last year, but I'm so happy we're coming into this new season. So, I'm here. We're ready to celebrate and share some music tonight and just make some more memories as we all come into this new season together.
I've had the opportunity to talk to a number of artists this year already, and I also talked to some last summer when things weren't happening. I'm curious what your experience was, what it was like to not be out on the road and not doing those shows.
Well, it was kind of funny to look at it from one perspective. It was like when I first got the call that things were starting to get canceled back in March, it was like that old game Pac-Man. It's like Pac-Man was going through my calendar, eating everything every other week, just eating everything off my calendar and clearing it out. Because everybody was like, we originally thought it was going to last us a couple weeks. And yeah, it went a lot longer than that. But thankfully, you know, we hung in there, did a lot of praying, and just got through the year a lot better than most did. We're fortunate for that. But we just stayed busy. I've got 4 little girls. We stayed busy. We did a lot of work online. I've been doing a lot of writing. We produced a lot of our own sort of filmed events, which really helped. I did a lot of work with the symphony back home in Hawaii. It was really a good time for going inside and writing, focusing, taking the time to breathe, knowing that we're going to launch out of this again. And now we're really, really thankful that this new season has begun. Well, it's time to go share music and fellowship with people, connect, and just share that energy. So we're really, really stoked to be able to get out and do this again and have a great time.
I want to play a part of a song that you did here that I snagged before. You sent me one this morning from Ron Artis. This is We All Live. Ron, we'll talk to you here in just a second. Don't go anywhere.
Who was around when we had a dollar to our names? We didn't care much for the fortune or the fame. We were just deep in love. We knew the good Lord get us through. Now there's heaps of folks telling us how to live. They walk our shoes, do the things we did. I don't believe them for a second when they say they understand the way we live. 'Cause we all live, we all die. But it hurts if we don't try just to be a little light in the world. 'Cause we all live, we all die, but it hurts if we don't try just to be a little light in the world. And I can't be what this world wants of me. Won't let go of my Christianity. Won't change who I am or hate on anyone for none. I've got friends from all different walks of life. We're all struggling to bring a little light. We keep marching strong and helping those we see in need. 'Cause we all live, we all die. But it hurts if we don't try just to be a little light.
Artist there, and he'll be at Riverbend Live tonight. Boy, Ron really liked that song.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, that song is all about just being the light in the world, loving each other, even if we don't agree with each other, just love each other because everybody's worth it.
So if somebody's thinking about coming out tonight to Riverbend Live to see your show, what would you say to convince them to come?
Hey, if you've been missing live music, if you're ready to have a good time, if you want to take some good friends and family out for a great, wholesome experience, I'd say come on down. We're planning to bring a lot of soul, a lot of power, a lot of funk, a lot of songs like what you just heard, and share a lot of love tonight, man, and celebrate this new season together. So we look forward to seeing you. We look forward to having you. We can't wait to do it.
All right, Ron Artis, the second of the truth out at Riverbend Live tonight. Ron, thanks for being on this morning. We'll see you tonight.
All right, thanks so much, Kyle, and see you soon.
All right, 8:40, that's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN, presentation of Garrett's at Building Supply.